All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You know, Evan, man, you know, I try to remain composed.
Yeah.
But the more I see things, this nation is in a downward decline, a spiral that it may not be able to recover from. And
composed is a relative term, Earl. We cannot stay calm about this. We have to let the temperature rise. We got to let that water expand. We got to get into it.
Well, again, I've seen this happen over the last 40 years. Block by block, I've watched them do this. And if you want to ask me who the enemy is in this country, and all of those folk who say you need to be worrying about China and you need to be worried, you're missing the boat. Your real enemy is the many of these folk who run around here and call themselves Republicans. The Chinese have not been able to come in and take away your rights. The Chinese have not been able to come into this country and make the middle class a disappearing class. Had nothing to do with the Chinese, nothing to do with the Russians, but everything to do with your fellow countrymen. And so I know it's a hard thing for many of you in this country to look at someone who looks just like you and think and say, well, this, that can't be the enemy. That's another American. We're all together. No, we're not. And we haven't been for such a long time. The real enemy is your countrymen. And so you may not, well, let him, you know, God bless him, he's a Republican. God bless him, he's my brother, he's my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him, he's my next-door neighbor. I can't, you know, he's really not a bad guy, he's misguided. Whatever. Anybody who has the views of these folk who call themselves conservatives, they're really your enemy.
And what's worse,
they're your arch enemy.
Even if they're not in the, you know, such a strict definition, your enemy, I don't trust them to back me up when it comes down to it. They don't have the spine to stand up for what's right.
They're your enemy if they're looking to take away the voting rights of people in this country.
Yeah.
The fact that people fought, bled, and died, and what the country is supposedly based on is that.
Yeah, literally, and the idea that we don't all have the same ideas, but the great experiment lets it work.
So here's another reason why I don't have a lot of hope at all for this country. A Kentucky judge gave a man charged convicted of sexual assault a perplexing choice: join the military or go to jail. Now,
that's old school.
Well, listen to this. Judge Thomas Wingate handed down a 12-month sentence suspended for 2 years to Brandon Scott Price for the second-degree sexual assault, a Class A misdemeanor, in the if the 28-year-old would enlist in the military in the next month. However, Wingate would apparently overturn any jail time, according to Frankfort, Kentucky State Journal newspaper. Now, the young man who committed this crime was a guard in a jail.
Oh, man.
So he's transporting a female, was a female prisoner.
Yeah, yeah.
To a hospital. He tells her if she commits an act on him,
sure,
he will be able to help her out in some way, shape, or form.
Wow, man. And in my mind, this is as bad as it gets. That sort of abuse of power is as bad as it gets.
So all I'm saying, he's a guard. Why would the judge offer him, and they dropped all charges, why would the judge offer him, of all people, you know, a guard in a penal system, an opportunity after he committed a Class A misdemeanor, you know, to talk this woman into creating that act, and he somehow gets a, had to be a Republican judge.
And it's a misdemeanor. Good Lord.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it is. I'm losing all faith.
Don't lose hope, Earl. It's me. It's my group. We gotta come up. We have got a lot of work to do.
Well, let me tell you, because your group is the one that's going to catch the hell.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so and you're already catching parts of it.
Yeah.
You know, my generation knew what this was before we had to deal with what we're dealing with now. When there was give and take, we saw that in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
And so we grew up in that kind of a reality where we can have dialogue and conversation and respect for one another, even though, you know, you're a Republican and I was a Democrat, because there was not the fact that I'm in control and whether you like it or not, we're going to control everything and there's nothing you can do about it. That's where we are now.
And we'll lie to you about it and we'll make sure we'll tell you everything except what's really on the table here. Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I honestly don't see a way out. They own or control. I'm not going to say control. They own 32 state houses. I live in Wisconsin. You live in Wisconsin. We know that Robin Voss and his henchmen are going to remain in control at the state level for the conceivable future. For maybe I don't see Democrats getting back in charge of the state for the next 10 years or more.
Do you know what gives me hope, though? And it really does. The Great Resignation, which this is putting it short. You know, we're so short on time. But people aren't playing ball anymore. Young people are not playing, but they're not playing the same game. They're just not going to participate the way that these people have gotten used to.
Well, young people, you got to get them to vote more.
Yeah, we do.
You know, okay. So, and unless they're willing to do that, you know, I feel sorry for them. Got to go. Be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. I don't know what happened to my guest, but we'll fix it on tomorrow.
All right.
You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Take care, my friend.